大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
今天呢，我们要说一下青蛙，一只旅行青蛙。
Okay, so a traveling frog, an always traveling frog.
啊，因为这个真的是在中国现在特别受欢迎爆款的一个手游啊。然后，今天我就找了一段《纽约时报》的 New York Times， 对于这个。游戏然后为什么它在中国这么走红的一篇分析报道因为我觉得自己从这个里面也学到了很多不仅是时下可以用到的英语也是非常 high quality 高质量的英语
That's right, New York Times is not, you know, just any old rag This is a very respectable newspaper
对真的是非常高质量的一份英语报纸是吧所以今天呢也很高兴带大家来读一读他们怎么来报道旅行青蛙的好那今天我们会把这个文章里面一些精华特别里面重点的词汇用法都集合成一篇微信推送分享给大家所以呢你们可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语去查看学习 OK 那Adam 今天这篇文章我觉得它的标题新闻这个报道标题叫 headline 是吧
Right
就很有意思啊它的标题是
China embraces a game about a traveling frog
中国是拥抱一只旅行的青蛙是吗、
嗯、
所以拥抱的英语就叫
Embrace
然后 embrace 是可以真的就是 physically you embrace
Embrace
someone
yes
对拥抱或者像这里其实 it's a metaphor
Right, they just accept and love
对就是非常喜欢一件东西啊去 embrace 经常会用到一个新鲜的事物比如 China embracesMobile payments,、mm. 中国这个对吧移动支付很受欢迎大家拥抱它这样啊。But today we're talking about a traveling frog.
Ribbit.
好那 Adam 先跟我们来分享一下文章的开头吧。
A few short weeks after its release, a Japanese mobile game featuring a traveling frog has become a hit in China. Why exactly is a bit hard to explain. The game is Travel Frog. It was created by the Japanese game studio,Hit point.
你很像那个 newscaster 啊，好像读新闻的人，声音非常 magnetic， 非常的有磁性啊。但刚刚那篇文章里面，他先说这个游戏在中国是一个爆款，是一个很红的东西。And it used the word
hit.
It's a hit.
It's a hit.
Hit 好像经常这种流行文化里面，for example, a song or a movie.
Yeah, it's a hit song, hit movie.
Or a TV show.
Sure.、Yeah.
Or a mobile game.
Or a podcast.
哦、oh, ，对，都可以是一个 hit 啊。然后，但是这个《纽约时报》记者就搞不清为什么呢
？Yeah, it's a bit hard to explain.
对 ，and I love how they phrase it like, why exactly?、就到底是为什么这东西这么红
？We don't know.
对
，we don't know. But it's we don't know.
It's hard to explain.
Hard to explain.
很难解释为什么啊，然后但最重要，这个游戏《旅行青蛙》它的英语名字叫
Travel Frog。
Travel Frog， 因为好像确切的应该说什么 Traveling Frog。
That's what I said, right?
对，因为 adjective noun， 但是 the official name is Travel Frog.
The Japanese are really funny.
你说日本，因为对 ，this is a Japanese game， 然后呢，就是这游戏公司 ，you can call it a game company or a smaller one or a more specialized one. Usually is
a studio,
a game studio,、
right.
对吧？游戏公司。好，最主要的呢，这个游戏不像上次跳一跳，我自己还玩了一下《旅行青蛙》，我们俩都没玩。So this next part, 这个 instruction 很重要。Adam 跟我们。我们因为很多听众已经玩过了，但是不妨听听英语里面怎么介绍它的玩法啊。
It is played like this. A frog sits in its stone hut, eating and reading, while you collect clover from the front yard. The clover is used to buy food, amulets or tools, which the frog takes on a journey. Once the frog leaves on a trip, it's unclear how long it will be gone. Sometimes it travels for hours, or even days.When it returns, it provides snapshots and souvenirs of its journey.
就听起来这个游戏就是很安静很 zen 的哦。
Yeah.
很佛系。就我刚刚讲到 zen 就是很禅很有禅意。这词特别好等一下我们会用到。但先跟大家说说它的玩法啊。So it's played like this.、
Mm.
一个小青蛙坐在一个什么石头的小亭子里。
You're in a stone hut,
哎，这个 hut 就是 Pizza Hut 的 hut。
Pizza Hut, same hut.
So hut 就是一个小亭子是吧
？Right, it's a little place you live in.
Okay, so for this frog, it sits in a stone hut. 然后节奏很慢 ，eating and reading. 它还阅读嘞，好可爱哦。然后就是我也看了一下中文的攻略，说你得去收集这些三叶草。
Okay, clover.
Clover,、mm. clover, 就是什么 three leaf, four leaf,、
right.
是吧？就是 clover 啊，对，三叶草。然后呢，你有这些东西才能去换什么食物啊、工具啊，还有一个很重要的护身符。
Okay, amulets.
Ah,、oh, this is a new word for me. 因为我没有从小到大都没有护身符、
yeah.
I've never encountered this word before.
It's like a magic necklace.
对对对，你有吗 ？Have you ever had an amulet?
I can't. You know, I maybe have. I mean,
对，就很多在好像我们亚洲文化里面 ，it's kind of religious.
They're in movies. I see, like, you know, they're in movies.
Or video games.
Or video
like this,
games.
一个护身符啊，然后有了这些东西，你的青蛙才能去旅行。So the little frog goes on a journey. 哎，这个 journey 就是不《西游记》。
Same, yeah. Journey to the West.
Journey to the West.、Mm. 一般是比较大的一个 not just a trip.、Right?
Yeah, you're not like not a journey to the supermarket.
Yeah, a journey is usually longer、
right.
and it's more significant.
Yes, more meaning.
比较有意义的啊。好，但我觉得这个游戏最有意思，很多人喜欢就是你的这个青蛙儿子、啊、你的 frog son 一走了以后，你也不知道他会去多久，他什么时候回来。But once it does come back,、
right.
他会给你带点东西。
Okay, it gives you snapshots and souvenirs.
Of its journey,、
right.
对吧？就是他旅行途中拍的 snapshots 是照片吗
？Right, yeah.
Snapshots, 掠影是吧、
mm.
然后 souvenirs,这个是我们旅行的时候一般都会买的。
Okay, so it's like stuff that helps you to remember a place.
就是当地的一些纪念品啊。
Right.
好，那所以呢，这个听起来就是怎么说很 ，it's a very quiet or even a little bland, 有点平淡的游戏。所以接下来这个记者又说了。他怎么会那么红呢？我们也搞不清。
Yeah, well, I love the way they start the next paragraph. For whatever reason, this seems to be a concept that Chinese mobile gamers have been waiting for. You don't need to do a lot of things. You don't even need to think about anything, said one gamer. It's not a competitive game. It's very relaxing. Many gamers say that they love Travel Frog because of its slow and restful pace.The game successfully tapped the trend among younger generations in China to search out Zen-like activities and Buddha-style gameplay.
就是佛系的这种游戏啊，就佛系的任何 lifestyle 吧 ，Zen-like Buddha-style。我们等一下再跟大家讲。但 Adam， 你前面说你很喜欢，他说。For whatever reason.
Yeah, they really don't know, right? Like said before, it's hard to say exactly.
Exactly.
For whatever、
why.
reason.
对 for whatever reason. 所以即使在纽约时报这么 it's a broadsheet, 一个 well-respected newspaper, 上面也可以出现看起来很口语的一些表达是吧、For whatever reason, 不管什么原因啊，这个游戏好像就是现在中国游戏玩家在追求的一种这种精神享受啊、游戏玩家他没有用什么 game players
right just gamers
gamers、right mobile gamers、讲到什么 players 就更让我想到 like 花花公子 oh he's such a player right and maybe that's why just 讲到玩游戏的我们用 gamer 比较多、好那就这个游戏听起来就是一个非常就不是那竞争很激烈的 right?
Right, it's not very competitive.
它是让你非常放松的
Very relaxing.
而且它的这个 pace 啊这个节奏很慢就你You don't need to do anything. You don't even need to think about anything.
Wow, sounds like fun.
什么都不用做，什么都不用想。Sounds like rest.
Yeah, it sounds very restful. In fact.
所以 rest 休息，我们可以把它变成一个形容词，就变成 it's very restful.
Yeah, you're like a vacation should be restful.
没错，所以这种很 restful 让你觉得很 peace 的东西呢，咱们现在在中文里面一个新词儿叫很佛系的。
Okay.
佛系游戏、佛系饮食，还有佛系妈妈，
wow.
很 hands off 的。 妈。
Oh.
I'm trying to be more like that, but
yeah,
it's hard, you
okay.
know.
It's hard to be, you know, the one side you want to be a tiger mama, and then the other side you
want to
be
a zen mama.
Zen mama.
我讲到这个 zen, Z-E-N.、
Mm.
所以这个就是禅。
Right, yes.
对吗？然后在英语里面，我觉得这也是这两年用特别多的一个词儿。
嗯、mm.。
我第一次学到这个词我还记得是还有我一个朋友一个女孩她跟我说她男朋友什么不知道跟她吵架啊或者什么然后她说现在她根本不 care 她就说 Oh, I'm totally zen about it、
right.
Like, I feel so zen、
mm.
后来我说、哦、还能这么用哈
Right
If you feel zen about something It means
Doesn't, You don't let it affect you You're very、you're at peace with it
You're at peace 就是你就与世无争对吧、mm-hmm. 就是很佛系的然后佛系他那个文章里还用了一个词叫做 Buddha 什么
Buddha style
Buddha
style、like、it sounds like Gangnam style
I know But 现在是 Buddha style 的、mm-hmm. 所以什么 Buddha style Well I guess Zen lifestyle
yeah,
佛系的生活
sure. I'm sure Buddha loved playing mobile games
好那这个游戏呢除了这个很 zen-like 很 Buddha style 以外它还有一个红的原因当然还 有很多人说 Oh, you just travel vicariously、
mm.
Through the frog
You don't travel
对 vicariously 就是 using someone else、
right.
就借这个青蛙的身体你像去旅行
Right, like parents live vicariously through their children,
children 对然后还有一个原因就是你说到 parents 和 children 就是说养这个小青蛙好像养孩子
Okay, so、we could say raising children, right?、
Mm.
That's probably the most natural way to say it But there is another phrase called、rearing children or child rearing That's the noun
child rearing、mm. 就是 R-E-A-R
Right, like rear, like your rear end
养育对吧、mm. Rear end 是 屁股后面的意思为什么这样 OK 然后对因为这个游戏这小青蛙走之前 You have to pack its lunch 给它准备午餐呀什么的所以 It reminds me of like a 那什么电子鸡啊、
oh.
It was such a hit when I was in high school、
really?
我高中的时候那个叫什么Tamaguchi
Tamagotchi we called it
对就是也是个日本的、mm. It was a physical toy
thing, Like an egg right
Yeah it's an egg 然后你就是养它什么的 And I loved it 然后这个青蛙和那个 concept 就概念好像也差不多的啊、
yeah.
好那我觉得今天我们就跟大家分享了纽约时报它怎么来分析啊、怎么来报道现在在中国很红的一个手游旅行青蛙 A Travel Frog 然后呢也希望大家今天听了 Adam 的朗读和我们的讲解以后学到了很多实用的而且高质量很地道的英语那不知道你有没有在 Raising a Frog 大家有没有玩这个游戏 Do you like its restful pace?Do you like Buddha style
gaming? Do you feel zen about everything?
Yeah, do you feel zen after playing it? 大家都可以在我们的节目留言里告诉我们啊。然后呢，也希望你听我们开言英语的节目，你也是 feel zen。而且同时呢，也学到了很多实用的英语。OK, 好，那除了听我们的节目，如果你想跟我们有更多的时间在一起，让我们带领你学习英文，大家也可以看一下我们的开言会员课程，因为我们有精心准备完整独立的一个会员课程库，跟我们这个日常播的双语节目是不一样的，里面会有更多的英语，你可以听，你可以学，在国内也可以给你打造一个很好的全英语的环境。大家可以到我们。的微信公众号点击菜单我们有免费试用然后呢你也可以在我们的公众号里面升级学习一年的会员费用只要629你可以学到每天发布的新课还有我们已经发布的1000多集会员课程 OK thank you for listening peace out
yeah happy frogging guys
bye